We're not talking about the average person suffering through a lot of ordeals, which might be called as passion or a passion to do something. We're talking about the suffering and death of Jesus.
Suzanne's going to talk to us about passion. But before we start with that, Suzanne, I forgot to give you this last segment we did. Give me an opener for you, or
your scissors, right?
Scissors,
there.
Scissors, there, if you like it.
Ah, good. Yeah.
What are those?
Oh, these are, Sometimes when you buy decorations, they're loose, and they have to be contained in a plastic bag, and then you would stitch them onto your garment. I do that quite extensively with pearls.
And these are half. You told me to get half pearls. They're flat.
So they're flat against the fabric.
Yeah, that's the way I wanted them. But see, these pearls are joined so that you can cut any length that you want before installing it on the garment. Joined pearls are called fused pearls, and these are very practical because they're flat on the bottom.
Yeah. So,
yeah.
Feel that? Yep.
So that when I stitch them onto a piece of cloth, they lie flat on the bottom. Regular global beads would pucker up the...
Right.
So this is going for the underdog costume.
I did have some that I used on the underdog costume, but I wanted these for another costume.
Oh, which costume is that?
I think I talked about it once. A yellow maxi cape that's embroidered on both the inside and outside, and then underneath a yellow gown to go with it.
All right, so that's our contribution to two costumes. Underdog and now the yellow gown.
Happy leap year.
Yeah. All right, Suzanne. So now you're going to tell us about the topic that you're very passionate about, and that's passion.
I have to make it clear, we're not talking about the average person suffering through a lot of ordeals, which might be called as passion, or a passion to do something. We're talking about the suffering and death of Jesus.
So this is passion of the Christ.
Oh, I saw that. It was much too violent.
Well, yeah, well, hard to argue that point.
Well, it was all the brainchild of this very controversial director, Mel Gibson.
Okay, but you don't feel that was accurate in any way? You didn't like it?
No, it was accurate. It's just that... it was the focus of a lot of controversy. The director was criticized. The story and, well, the action were too violent. We have to think of Christ's passion and death now because... Well, here it is, Holy Week. Mm-hmm. What I want to point out is that there is a song sung in the church called Whatsoever You Do.
Okay.
Should I sing the chorus?
If you'd like to, you can go ahead and sing it.
Whatsoever you do to the least of my people, that you do unto me.
Okay, well, thank you very much. That's
I've heard that. I've heard that before. Pretty good in church.
I think it's the Gospel of Matthew. Jesus describes how Judgment Day will be. He gets together everybody who ever lived, but he puts all the bad people on his left side and all the good people on his right side. And he says to the good people, I was hungry and you gave me food. I was thirsty, you gave me drink. I was a stranger, you took me into your home. I was naked, you clothed me, and so on. And then the people puzzled. When did we ever see you in situations like that and respond accordingly? And Jesus says, as long as you did those things for the least other person next to you, you did it for me. And then he says, to the bad people, get lost. I was hungry, you gave me no food. I was thirsty, you gave me no drink. I was a stranger, you left me stranded. I was naked, you left me unclothed, etc., etc., etc. And those people also say, when did we ever see you in those dire situations and fail to respond accordingly? And Jesus says, as long as you failed to do it for the least of the other people around you, you failed to do it for me.
And that's an important lesson you want people to know.
Well, no, the important lesson I'm trying to emphasize is that doing things to other people, reverberating on Christ, applies to malice as well as goodwill. I know because all the time I was growing up, I was teased and even molested by fellow school students.
Yeah, but what do you mean by molested?
Well, in college, it's worse because you're in a dormitory. You're stuck with living on the campus all week, and other students in the dormitory have virtually unlimited access to you. And because they're older, they're more resourceful. They know more clever ways of being mean and discourteous.
Okay, but you used the word molested, so I just want to make sure that we're not, you know, that can mean a lot of different things.
Are we talking about teasing, harassing?
Was there physical abuse or verbal abuse?
Some of the students I'm thinking of did abuse me physically.
Well, hitting you, or?
There was one girl, when we happened to be in the same hallway, we were going in opposite directions, but as she got near to me, she made a point to slam her elbow into my body. So that's, would you call that assault and battery?
Yeah, I guess so, yeah. It's physical. So she was the meanest girl on your floor? She was the meanest one on your floor?
No, there were others just as bad or even worse. But still, as long as you did it, as long as you were malicious toward your least fellow person, you were also malicious to me.
Okay, so what do you think that person is doing now? Do you know that young lady who's now obviously much older? What is she doing now? Do you know anything about her?
I don't know. I lost track of her once we graduated.
Do you think she would have been punished at some point by karma or?
Well, I say if you don't watch out what you're doing, if you're discourteous or spiteful toward other people, sooner or later you'll pay a penalty later in life when you least expect it.
Mm-hmm. Is that what we call karma?
Is that what we call karma? Did you ever hear that word?
I've heard of, I've heard the word karma, but I'm not sure what it means.
Mm. What would you call it?
I just don't say it that readily. I don't say it at all to grasp the meaning.
You some just
people,
know.
Okay. Some people would call it just desserts, I guess.
Okay, they're just as, yes, yes. Yeah. That's
yeah. essentially, I think, what karma is, you know.
Yeah.
Without, hopefully without insulting anybody. Yeah,
<fine. laughs> Try not to.
I don't know.
Okay, so how? What else you would know about the Holy Week, the Passion? What? How does that all come together?
Well, you have to, every malicious deed toward your fellow human being means another thorn in the crown, another lash with the whip, mm-hmm. another blow of the hammer fastening the nails to your limbs, stabbing you in the side, after they all add up.
Mm-hmm. So what's the warning they're trying to give us?
Beware.
Mm. So you would like everyone to behave in a positive way towards a fellow human. You would like everyone to behave in a positive way towards your fellow human beings.
Yes.
Okay. Because otherwise there's punishment that's coming.
I emphasize the negative side, the punishments and so on, because during Holy Week we always reflect on Jesus' multiple sufferings and ultimately his death.
Mm-hmm. Now, is there a way for someone to be forgiven? Like if that young lady back then, young lady, now older person, If you ever saw her today and she apologized, would you accept that?
I'd ask her, was she really sorry?
Well, if she offered a sincere apology, would that be acceptable?
Yeah.
And she would be forgiven?
Well, another woman who's workplace was within walking distance of mine, said she's not the forgiving type, at least her boyfriend said it for her, because we were equally guilty of visiting each other at our workplaces during working hours. And then suddenly I get a call from her boyfriend saying she no longer wishes to associate with you and she's not the forgiving type. Well, then a few months later, I went to the headquarters of the Philadelphia Free Library. I'd just gone through the turnstiles when there was the woman looking at an exhibition, and she turned and, please. Get out of my sight!
She yelled at you? In a museum?
She was about the same age.
No, I mean, did she yell at you like that in a museum?
Yes.
Okay, now what was the reason that she was mad at you?
Well, how dare I come into her company again? Now, we weren't at either person's workplace that time. We were in a library. We just met by coincidence.
No, I understand that part. But if somebody's that angry with you, did you give her a reason to be angry? Like, why would she be mad at you? Originally, what caused her to be mad at you?
I visited her at her workplace during working hours. Well, she did the same thing, but I was the only one who got penalized.
Do you think she got in trouble because you? This was the same workplace or a different workplace? Like you both worked in the same?
We worked in different places.
Oh, you just came to her work?
Yeah.
And that got her in trouble somehow?
Hmm?
And did she get in trouble because you visited?
I don't know. I never found out.
Okay. That seems like there's a missing piece of information there. We don't really know why she was mad at you. Because you were friendly before that.
Yes.
And then something happened.
She still took offense at my coming to her workplace now and then while she was on duty. Mm. But she did the same thing with me.
Okay, but you came to see her as like a friendly visit.
Yes.
Okay, so you didn't expect that she'd be mad at you. I'm just trying to fill in information. It seems like we're missing something. I mean, something happened, but you just don't know what got her to dislike you.
She just drew the line after a while and ousted me.
Mm-hmm. But to this day, you don't know what got her mad.
No, because she did the same thing with me, and I didn't slam the door in her face, so to speak.
Okay, but it just seems like something happened, but we don't know what happened at that when you visited, because something must have happened to change her frame of mind, I guess, towards you, your feelings. Okay. Okay. Now that was certainly a passionate display of reenactment in a Philadelphia museum, so a library, whatever it was.
Yes.
So what else is that? Is that the whole thing? Are we going to add anything else to the passion? Just be mindful of how you treat people.
Well, all I can say is since that woman refused to forgive me because her boyfriend said she's not the forgiving type, she shouldn't expect God to forgive her on Judgment Day.
Mm. Okay, so you feel that she wouldn't get her comeuppance for treating you like that?
Yes.
Even though we're not really sure what happened?
Well, getting one's comeuppance also applies to these other people who were malicious toward me, cruel, always pulling pranks on me, or just being plain discourteous.
Right, but that doesn't apply just for you. That's for anybody who gets
yes.
treated like that. Okay, you're just using yourself as an example. Okay, well, thank you, Suzanne. I think it's an important thing to worry about and pay attention to. And hopefully people treat each other nicer than they sometimes do. So thank you.